Well, animal rights have been in the news a lot lately, with issues surrounding the treatment and disposable nature of livestock coming to the forefront. One charity, Let the Ladies Go, has taken the fight into their own hands by rescuing hens from slaughterhouses and giving them a happy post-egg-laying retirement. To chat about that, I'm joined by the founder of Let the Ladies Go, Tanya Dakins. Tanya, welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So how did you get involved in this work?
Well, I was working at Gosford at the time, and every commute in the morning I used to drive past this hen farm, and the smell was terrible. And I thought to myself, you know, I wouldn't like to be in there. And sort of over a period of time, I thought, well, I really got to do something about this. I just can't leave them in there. So I approached the owners there, and, you know, after a bit of persuasion, they agreed to come on board. So that's how it started.
Yeah. So can you give us a quick rundown of how your charity works and how you get your hands on these hens?
Okay. Well, it used to work by we contact the farmers, but these days the farmers contact us. Then we would typically buy the flock for what the slaughterer would pay, and come in and remove them to our holding pen, and then from there, if they need rehabbing, we'll rehab them and out to the public into their backyards as pets.
And do you find that the people you're buying the hens off are generally cooperative, or do you have to sort of do some convincing?
At first they're very skeptical because most of them had some bad dealings with the public before. It's understandable when someone wants someone to blame, they try and blame the farmers, where it's the consumer themselves that are paying for this to happen. But once you get past that, then, you know, especially after a couple of rescues, they're quite pleased to see you. So
do you ever find that you have a surplus of chickens laying around? What do you do with all the chickens if you can't find a homes for them straight away?
Well, we find homes for them. As I said, sometimes, like if we take a flock of, say, 3,000, yes, it's going to take a little bit of time to put them out into the public. So they'll be back at the depot where they've got about, well, there's two pens there, about 7 acres each, and houses on them for them. So they'll go in there. We try to rehabilitate them. So, you know, if they're missing feathers, then of course we will allow them to grow those feathers back, mostly before we rehome them. But some people, lovely people, are willing to take them without the feathers and allow them to grow back in their own. Some lovely people even knit as jumpers and things for the girls.
Oh.
So we, there's a lot of people out there knitting little jumpers for them. So whenever we rehome a girl that hasn't got any feathers, in this type of weather, we'll send a jumper with them as well.
So. That's so cute. I've seen that you have rehomed 30,000 hens.
Soon it'll be about 33,000, so we're probably going to make some kind of a celebration for that, I suppose.
Oh, wow. Is 33,000 a specifically significant number, or is it just...
Only because at some stage someone's going to get the 33,333rd chook, so...
how do you get the word out there that there are so many chickens that need to be adopted?
Okay, well, basically we're using social media like Facebook, we will pay typically. It used to be quite cheap to pay for advertising on Facebook, but now it's gone through the roof, and we're really struggling. But we will pay for advertising in that area and attract the right people to give us a call, and then when we have enough, we try and to make a date that suits everybody, and then go there. So typically we might take between 300 and 500 to an area and rehome them on one afternoon when people come and meet us and pick them up that way. So we have some area coordinators throughout the state. The most famous, of course, is Stevie. She's only a very, very young girl, and she's organized this through her school and everything, and she does that out of Taree. So.
And now, obviously... as more and more people enter the world and a lot of people demand more and more sort of meat and animals to, be slaughtered, etc., etc. There's more. It's harder and harder to sort of save these animals as you're doing so well at the moment. Why do you think sort of the method that you've chose to buy the chickens and rehome them is sort of the most effective one to save their lives?
Okay, well, that's what you're talking about now is the superficial level of what we do. That's giving these girls a good home, but that's on the superficial level. What we're trying to do is bring awareness to their plight, to make people think, put these girls in people's homes so they can see they're intelligent, loving creatures that don't deserve the treatment they're getting. So they will then start to think and question what they've been taught and change their minds. I mean, clearly we have no rights over any other animal, and to do what we do to them is wrong. So that's simple, and we want to wake people up to that.
And is that a process you find plays out? Like when people meet the chickens, their mind sort of changes?
Definitely, definitely. In probably the majority of the situation, when someone meets an animal, any sort of animal that's been abused, their heart goes out to them. And then, of course, their mind starts to think about, well, it's no one's fault. I mean, we've all done it. I've lived that way too. But as soon as your mind is open to what's happening, instead of just accepting it as the normal, of course, you know, any intelligent person would change the habits, especially now when there's so many other ways to exist. And, you know, my kids have showed me some fantastic new products out there that, you know, I can't believe they're any different to the ones that involve cruelty to animals.
Mm. And I know that there are definitely some people out there who might want to get their hands on a chicken and maybe change their conception of these animals. How can people get onto you and get a saved chicken?
Okay, well, they can look us up on Facebook, so that's under Let the Ladies Go. Even if they did a web search, they'd find our website. I'm not very tech savvy, so we've got a lovely girl called Stephanie that does all those things, and she does a wonderful job. And there's also a lady up the coast further that helps us out with all those online things. So that'll get in contact with us. Typically, then they would get our phone number or just a message back if it's a general question, and then they would be in line for one of our pickup days. That's all.
Well, Let the Ladies Go is a memorable name, and I'm sure if people remember that, they can find it on Facebook and all of the places you just described. And it is great work that you guys are doing. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.